98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and we've been doing cribs with... If you don't know what cribs is, and probably we're really old and just assume that you do. MTV used to do a show where they would go to an artist or someone famous's house, and they would go around and you could see what an extravagant lifestyle they led. And it also lets you kind of into the psyche of the person, maybe the reality of the person. Now, we went to Sarge's house, and it was a bachelor pad from heaven. If, as a young lady, you loved wrestling memorabilia. Then we went to Bird's, and it was a bedroom at his parents' house where there seemed to be 1,000 people living, including a baby that he made cry.
He doesn't care. He's a baby.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, buddy. Oh, you're right.
You're all right.
All right. So now it's time for the coup de grace.
I've been waiting for this one.
It's 98.5 The Sports Hub Cribs. Today's episode.
My name is Bach Chabelli.
Bach Chabelli loves meatballs. He loves life. He has his Manhattan at 3 o'clock every day. He sleeps in a recliner.
In his small apartment over in the North End.
With all the room he needs.
Where young Nick, when his heart exploded, was stuck there for about 2 months. And
yeah, just sleeping in the one bedroom while contently Mark Jamelli slept on a recliner.
That's right. And so I've been looking forward to this. This is Nick went over to his dad's place and said, "Dad, for the masses, why don't you show us around your apartment and let's go to the tape."
"Dad, can we use this for the radio?"
"Yes."
"What's your name?"
"Mark Jamelli."
And we're off.
He knows he's a star. He's like, "Yes, indeed."
"What's your name?"
"Mark Jamelli."
Have you ever heard someone so happy saying their own name?
I love this guy.
Oh, he's the best. I never want to meet him. I never want to see what he looks like. I don't want to. Thank you, Rich, because Rich listened to me. Mm-hmm. And I said, "Please don't take pictures of the house. I don't want to know."
Yep.
Never want to talk to him on the phone. Oh, no, we have talked to him on the phone.
Of course.
Yeah, I just want, I like my mental images of what's going on.
Sure.
"How are you doing?"
"Doing fine today."
"What are you doing right now?"
"I'm waiting for your sister to come because it's her birthday, and we've got our Chinese order just delivered. And so I want you to stay, and we'll have a nice dinner."
"No meatballs tonight?"
"No meatballs tonight. I got your chicken fingers, though."
"Okay, great. What are you doing?"
So they got Chinese food, and young Nick ordered off the kids' menu.
As if he's 8 years old.
Yeah. So we'll be having the mooshu pork. We'll be having the General Gao's chicken, and my son will be having chicken fingers.
With the applesauce packet.
And milk. "I got your chicken finger."
Who made that order?
"Mark Jamelli."
"Your sister's coming home."
"Okay, great. What are you doing right now?"
"I'm in my recliner, having a Manhattan, getting ready for the game."
"All right, well, we're doing a segment called Cribs, okay?"
"All right."
"And you're going to give me a tour of your crib."
"Oh, you want a tour of the apartment?"
"Yes. Fred wants a, a tour."
"Is Fred coming? Is he coming to visit?"
"No."
"I would love Fred to come visit. I love Rich and John. I'd love them all to come visit. And I'll make meatballs."
"I'm lonely." "That's why I got your chicken fingers. Don't leave."
"Please. I'm all alone. Why do you think I made so many meatballs? Keep my mind off things. Ha-ha. Human interaction. Ha-ha."
"All right, so..."
I saw Bird's crib.
"What did you think of his crib?"
"Not bad. Not bad at all."
"It was awful."
"Yeah, as long as he's happy."
I can almost hear Nick just knocking against the walls. This place has got to be the size of a shoebox.
"Well, can fit chicken fingers."
"All right, so give me a tour of the place."
"Well, stand right there. There is your view. The greatest thing of this crib is the view of the parking garage, the blue lights. This is the living room."
"Oh, no."
"I can see all the cars coming in
and
out.
No.
Is one of them going to visit me?"
"Oh, boy."
"Ah, here comes a car that looks
Hi. Look at that.
Mr. Jamelli, we have this one that looks over the city.
Do you have something by a parking garage? I love the smell.
It's the best thing. You can see every level of the parking garage.
Look at that guy park. Now that's nice. Sometimes they go in backward, Nicholas. What a view! And then blue light. Did you see that blue light shining through the window?
That's why he's the greatest. Like, you can't... What a perspective on life. He's the happiest man in the world, and the first thing he brags about is that he's got a view of the parking lot.
I got a view of a parking lot.
To him, it's like...
There's a crematorium out front.
The greatest thing of this crib is the view of the parking garage, the blue lights... this is the living room with three recliners in front of the TV. Recliner A, B, and C.
Wait, he really has three recliners?
Whoa. This is all new to me.
You never see that. One recliner a house, man.
He's got a screening room. So, you know, what happens is that when the ass groove gets a little too hard, you pop from A to B.
Got it.
And while A's kind of puffing back up, it takes a couple of days, you shift to C, and then you do the rotation.
This is the one I make love on, Nicholas.
That's right. I totally... It has three recliners in here.
Yes. Who wants a couch when you got recliners?
But that recliner wasn't there before. This is a new recliner.
No, that recliner...
It fell off a truck in the parking garage.
This is a new recliner.
No, that recliner was in the bedroom when you were recuperating, but now it's here.
So now you have three recliners in one room.
That's right. I'm saving for another one for the bedroom. We have the
What?
Count your pennies, Nick. And one day you can live like this.
It's making it rain recliners.
Yeah, so when he has people over...
Four in one
The idea
house.
Is that four people will be jammed in the living room sitting on recliners. Yeah, who needs a couch
when you can take up so much room? You can barely walk in here.
We have the chopping block and workbench.
Oh, so this is your work area.
My work area, with my calendar on here, my recipes for the month, and in the kitchen, we got the cat. Get out of here, cat!
Do you have your little corner for booze?
Yes, every corner is for booze.
I need a shirt that says that.
Every corner is for booze.
Sometimes when I run out of booze, I just suck on one of the recliners.
You have a big bottle.
Of Crown Royal, yes. Yeah.
How many bottles do you go through a week?
Oh, no. That's every other week. Okay. And that's if I have company, too.
How often do you have company?
You're the last one here. So this is...
Okay, so the last person to come over was you about a month ago.
That's why I got your chicken fingers.
He's starting to remind me of my mom more and more. Like, my mom's Italian, but this is like, she lives by herself. This is exactly how she talks.
But does she have a view of a parking garage?
No, she does not.
With an incessant blue light that shines in. And no matter how many blinds you put up, it always finds a way.
Where the miracle happened, where Nick got recuperated.
So this is the bedroom where I stay.
The bedroom, yeah.
Yes. This is the master bedroom, okay.
This is where the magic happens.
What magic?
This is if I leave the recliner and lay down on the bed, you know I ain't getting up in the morning.
Oh, man.
I threw my back out banging some chick from the parking lot.
Oh, man. Poor Nick.
Hey, Double Bubble. I like the way you park that. Can I park myself in you?
What?
It works every time, Nicholas. And when I push fly in the bed, I have sex and I can't get up. That's why I gotta use the pump. It's Swedish, you know. Right by the parking lot. There's a Spencer's Gifts right by the parking lot, Nicholas. They got the vibrating recliner. Sometimes I'll just go in there
Stop.
Put a quarter in the recliner.
Stop.
People come and go from the parking garage.
So it's borderline irresponsible for Nick not to tell you that he had three recliners forever.
Because he didn't even notice it. He says in there that he didn't even notice it.
The greatest thing of this crib is the view of the parking garage.
Maybe the master bedroom's name is the parking garage.
No. Yeah. Park it right here, sweetheart.
So stop with that.
Mark Jamelli's haughty. That's amore. When the blue light hits your eye, like the parking garage. That's amore. Meatball.
Three recliners.
Lap of luxury with my recliners.
Who wants a couch when you got recliners?
But that
blue light parking garage and chicken finger.
Get out of here, cat.
All right, well, we'll have to explore more of it.
Oh, there's more rooms we have to get to.
Yeah.
We've barely gotten to the master bedroom.
Well, that's where it all goes down.
Every corner's for booze.
98.5. Toucher and Rick.
All right, we had done Cribs, we've done Sarge, we've done Bird, but now here's the coup de grace. It is a man that everyone seems to love. I have not heard one person who didn't love this man, Mark Jamelli. He's listening to us right now, I'm positive, in one of his recliners with the radio next to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a superstar, in case you missed some of it.
He's lives in the North End. The man loves making meatballs. He has a Manhattan every day at 3 and a second one, I believe, at 4.
Yeah, okay.
At least that's what we have been told.
That's what he likes to say. All right.
But he sleeps in a recliner. We've learned that.
I sleep on a recliner.
But there is so much more to learn about the man. And if you missed it, we will play this part for you and then get to the new stuff.
This is the living room with three recliners in front of the TV. Recliner A, B, and C.
That's right. I totally... It has three recliners in here.
Yes. Who wants a couch when you got recliners?
But that recliner wasn't there before. This is a new recliner.
No, that recliner was in the bedroom when you were recuperating, but now it's here.
So now you have three recliners in one room.
That's right. I'm saving for another one for the bedroom.
That's when he gets serious. He's like, no, we had this recliner. It was in the room.
You don't joke about the recliners.
No, it was in another room because you were sick.
We have the chopping block and workbench.
Oh, so this is your work area.
My work area. With my calendar on here, my recipes for the month, and in the kitchen, we got the cat. Get out of here, cat.
Do you have your little corner for booze?
Yes, every corner's for booze.
You have a big bottle
of Crown Royal. Yes. Yeah.
How many bottles do you go through a week?
Oh no, that's every other week.
Okay,
and that's if I have company too.
How often do you have company?
You were the last one here. So this is where the mirror.
Well, I consider the cars going in and out of the parking lot as company. Oh, hey, look at here. There's a Jeep Wagoneer. I wonder who's inside. Probably a nice family.
Would you mind moving over and not blocking the blue light?
Ah, that blue light. Oh, how it keeps me awake, and I have to knock myself out with these Manhattans.
Where the miracle happened, where Nick got recuperated.
So this is the bedroom where I stay.
The bedroom, yeah.
Yes, this is the master bedroom, okay.
This is where the magic happens.
What magic?
This is if I leave the recliner and lay down on the bed, you know I ain't getting up in the morning.
This is where I stayed.
Yeah.
Nick, there's daddy juice all over everything.
Stop with that.
Come on.
Stop.
Come on. Nick, I didn't have time because you were sick. That's daddy's special place.
This is where I stayed.
Yeah. I got the rosary beads hanging off the lamp.
Yeah.
To make sure that now your sister's coming, so I put her picture at the top of the bookcase.
Yeah, usually it's just face down.
He is my mom. Oh. He's got the rosary beads on the left. Somebody said we need to get those two to have a date together. That would be strange.
That'd be great.
My mom would probably enjoy it, without a doubt. The minute he said rosary, that's a rosary? Oh, my goodness. I'm like, Mom, you're too easy. Anyone who anyone who does the rosary, like, oh, my goodness.
Let me put it in my calendar, right next to the chopping block.
So when she walks in, she sees her picture.
Okay.
That's... And moved you down a second show.
That's how you guys judge my love for you.
Who's on what shelf?
Yeah, it's a ranking system.
That's why you're getting the chicken fingers and not the big boy food.
We also got a TV in here as well.
Well, this is the smart TV. So this has got all those other stations on it that I can't figure out how to get.
It's smart. It knows all the stations.
Now, this is a conversation I've had.
Hey, Poindexter, I ain't got so many stations. This is smart TV.
So this has got all those other stations on it that I can't figure out how to get.
Like what?
Like,
that's my parking garage.
Like what?
All those other stations on it that I can't figure out how to get.
What?
The horn for the parking garage is finally there.
That I can't figure out how to get.
What, friend? Nicholas, out of the way!
Like what?
Like Amazon, Hulu, that type of stuff.
Okay.
And all my books on Frank Sinatra.
Oh yeah, that's right. You do have a collection of Frank Sinatra books.
Yes.
Wow. You know, very little known fact.
Yeah.
It is Palm Springs residence. He had a big recliner.
Yeah.
Sinatra.
There was one for Dino, one for Joey Bishop, one for Sammy Davis, and they made Peter Lalla lay on the floor. I'm in a rat pack in that we got rats. Me and my meatballs are a rat pack.
He talks to him, has adventures.
Yeah. St. Anthony's Feast, me and the crow are coming down. I got a posse of meatballs.
Yeah, that's right. You do have a collection of Frank Sinatra books.
Yes.
Wow.
And then we come in here. I got a mirrors everywhere because I got to make sure I look good when I leave the building. And
I mean, after all, there is a parking garage in here. You can't go out looking all disheveled.
Well, it's a parking garage and the guy who sits in the middle of the street. That's what we've learned about what surrounds Mark Jamelli's home.
Yeah, what goes well with blue? Sometimes, Nicholas, I'll go out in a blue suit and I'm invisible. Then I can see all the people parking the cars.
And two beanbag chairs in case we have company.
In case the royal family comes in. Oh, boy. Beanbag chairs. In case we have company that I hate.
And two beanbag chairs in case we have company.
Where did you get the beanbag chairs?
Walmart. Where else do I get my furniture, you know?
Yeah, stupid. Of course.
Walmart sells bean bags?
Oh, without a doubt. I guarantee you.
Why don't they just sell VHSs? Like who's buying a bean bag?
College kids. That's who is. And Mark Jamelli.
How many Manhattans have you had tonight?
One and a half.
One and a half. I just noticed that you crossed your arms when you said that.
One and a half. Okay. But I had to wait for your sister's arriving, so I couldn't start at 3 today. I waited till 5.
Oh, okay. A lot of fans love you. They think you're great.
I love my fans. I love the fans. I love the show. Best show on the radio. Can't get away from it.
Yeah.
Every morning. Can't get away from it.
Yeah.
And now with the Yankees coming, those stinking Yankees... Go Red Sox! Go Red Sox!
By the way, that was recorded before the series is over.
Well, yeah, now it's lost all its authenticity.
Get out of here, cat! Every corner's the booze.
Sometimes me and the cat share a piece of spaghetti.
This is the master bedroom. Okay.
This is where the magic happens.
What man?
Go Red Sox! Go Red Sox!
Oh, Mr. Jamelli, you'll bury us all.
No meatballs tonight.
Oh, you see, that's not a good night. You gotta have good.
Well, that's why the sign was outside.
Is that why?
Yeah.
And I'll make meatballs. Three recliners in front of the TV. Recliner A, B, and C.
Just three recliners. It's all lined up.
The TV. Greatest thing of this crib is the view of the parking garage, the blue lights.
That's the thing. That was the home run.
You see, I'm going to meet him. I have to meet him. I want to meet him. I don't want to see the inside of his place. But I don't know how I would meet him outside of his place.
Hey, he very rarely goes out from what it looks like.
In November, maybe you could have like a early Thanksgiving feast with him.
Well, I think we should have a recliner Christmas. I think maybe you take him shopping for that fourth recliner.
Now you're talking.
I think that the show does something nice for one of our favorite members. And
I mean, how much could they be?
I think we all pitch in and take them to some place and have a recliner Christmas.
Yeah, find a place that has like 25 recliners to choose from.
Oh, yeah.
Let him take them for a spin.
Oh, without a doubt. Get that fourth one. He wants it more than anything.
All right, Mark Jamelli, spend the money you've saved. Mm-hmm. Fourth recliner is on us.
Recliner Christmas. That is courtesy of the TNR show.
I think that's a great idea.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sports Hub.
Yeah, it's great to have with us a Red Sox poet laureate, Dick Flavin. Great to see you, Dick.
Good to be aboard. Good to be aboard.
We understand that you have a brand new poem.
I have an opening day poem. Would you like to hear it?
I would love to hear it.
The long snowbound winter casts a dark pall, till one day an umpire hollers play ball. Then skies start to brighten, blue displaces gray. Baseball springs eternal, it's opening day. The birds start to sing, the trees are in bloom. The umpire's dusting home plate with his broom. It's a brand new beginning, something we all cheer. It's baseball's way of Happy New Year. And then there's another line in there. And baseball playing, it's a Happy New Year. And it goes on and on. Whatever.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
No, not very good. Not very good.
Johnny at 5, the Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich, I'm having an issue.
What's the problem? Oh, that kind of issue?
I haven't gone to the bathroom since Monday.
Oh, that's insane! Like, and you're eating normally.
I'm eating healthier than I normally eat.
Yeah, that is a massive issue. So like 5 days?
Oh. 4 days. I mean, we're going into day four. Hey, everybody! It's Feed the Fan Fridays. We're going to buy comic shops. I mean, false hope follows me everywhere. I don't know what more I can do. I ate, 30 grams of fiber at least yesterday.
And still? The cork's still in the gun? Wow. Okay. Well, you rock Doxidan as sure as the sun rises?
No, I have not rocked Doxidan. I don't know what that is.
It's a laxative.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Have yourself a nice Friday party.
It's Feed the Fan Fridays, presented by Stop and Shop, the official supermarket of the New England Patriots. Be listening at 7:50 this morning for your chance to score a $100 Stop and Shop gift card to feed their fandom, stopandshop.com. That's coming up at 7:50.
So is the false alarm light going on every once in a while?
Yeah, I mean, there's hope. False hope.
Does it hurt your stomach?
No, but well, I often sit brokenhearted.
Okay. Mm. I know that rhyme.
It's kind of cruel justice to you, as you've said many times, when the kids were younger, you used to escape to the bathroom for no particular reason.
Yeah.
And now you have a reason to be there, and it's not working out for you. Kind of a cruel twist of fate for you, Freddie, too. That's not good.
No. No, it's not good at all. I need a front massage. Nothing sexual. I just need someone to...
Just push?
Just push my belly.
Just like... Huh. Just lean on like a gate. Just like some sort of rail.
Perhaps. Maybe I'll
do Pure Lock. It's not nearly sexy. It's, you know, no, yeah, work for
I don't
you.
Think he, I, don't no. Th- I don't think what Fred's aiming for has anything to do with being sexy.
No, I'm
might loosen
to.
Him up a little bit. You know, get him relaxed.
Trying to get this over with. But I'll tell you this. Is that for all the haters who've come after me from a bike?
Yeah.
You got another thing coming. So, yeah, a 20-inch bike is made for 8 to 10-year-olds, which is what I got. But I got an email yesterday that you can get, like, a lean seat, and that I'll ride it no probs.
And that changes everything? Because I would think that something that was built for an 8 and 10-year-old means your knees would be hitting.
Well, no, but that's why you get the lean seat. Like, it goes back.
How about just send it back and get the right type of bike?
Because who wants to deal with that crap?
Well, if it's, I mean, it's not like it costs $5. I mean, it's a fairly decent costing bike, correct?
Yeah, but I'm not giving up.
Okay.
So, and it's going to have sweet mag wheels. I rode a bike two days ago for the first time. Very harrowing. I rode with my son. I did not like it. Did not like it at all.
Riding a bike?
Oh, yeah, it sucks.
I've actually been doing that a lot. It's the first time I got on it for a long time. It sucked, but I've gotten back into it.
Back into it in that you're riding great distances?
Yep. Yeah. I like riding like it's all right. Like I'll do like randomly 10 miles.
Just where?
Because it's better to not run. I hate running. I'd rather ride a bike.
Do you just go 10 miles through the city?
No, not through the city. It's when we're down the Cape, I'll ride it over there.
The Cape?
Yep. Or Nantucket. When I'm down in Nantucket, I'll do it down there.
10 miles?
Yep. Mm-hmm. There's like a loop. And I told you about the one time I saw Bill Belichick out there.
He was riding his bike?
Mm-hmm. He rides his bike all the time.
10 miles to stay in shape?
No sleeves. Dude, I've done it like 3 times.
Oh, all right. That's what I used to do during the summer. It was like an 8-mile loop near my house.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah. It's put it this way. I almost feel like it's a cop-out exercise because it doesn't seem like you've actually gone. Like it seems more like you ran like a mile.
It's too harrowing.
Why?
Because there might be a hill. Or some such nonsense.
But you can always do it, you know, stand on the side of it, walking up the hill.
But I got one of those nutcrasher bars in my big bike, mm-hmm. and my son doesn't have one, and my daughter can't ride yet. So a sissy bar is what they call it. And then every time I have to stop for my son, I have to get off of the bike, and it hurts my balls.
I'm hearing flaxseed. Everyone's coming in and saying flaxseed.
Well, flaxseed to you.
Or Mark Jamelli's meatballs.
All the meatballs were gone.
Maybe do that.
Well, they're all gone.
Yeah, well.
Maybe his Chinese.
I love meatballs.
And chicken fingers for Nicholas. All right, Rich, what do we got here?
what do we have?
I don't know.
I'm not sure what you mean.
What do we got? What's going on? There's papers for you. Brian, go ahead.
Hey, Fred. Just do a volcano burrito from Taco Bell, and you will be good in about an hour, dude.
Yeah, I don't know, because I've had quite a bit of Indian food.
Desperate times, my friend.
Yeah, just I
desperate
mean,
desperate times.
I'm not kidding you. Just go get a laxative. They taste like chocolate nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
But know? I have because of the rain, I got to go to the Little League field at like 2:30 today to start preparing for a 4 o'clock game. If I have a laxative. I mean, I have nowhere to reap the benefits of it.
I think that something like this, you should be done within like 2 hours. Don't you think? I don't think that there's any kind of monster that creeps back up on you like Mike Myers and you think it's done, but he comes back. I think after 2 hours, you're A-okay.
Yeah, but I mean, I have to get there at 2:30, and by the time one goes out to the store,
go to the Star Market next door, just pick one up.
I'm not going over there. It screws up my whole way home.
It's literally next door.
Yeah, I don't want to start screwing around with that.
It'll take you maybe 100 yards out of your way. We can see it out the window.
I don't want to start screwing around with that.
I mean, you could even walk there if you wanted to.
Well, that's not happening. But you know, you go there. And then the next thing you know, it's got me going all over the city getting home.
It's 100 yards one way, and it's still...
Yeah, but then everything gets all loosey-goosey with the GPS.
No! Do you go out of the parking lot and take a right, Fred, to
changes.
Go home?
Yes.
Okay, you go 100 yards to your left, and there is a road.
Yeah, but there's going to be shenanigans getting on.
There's not. It's next door.
Yes. When
it's one way going to the right. Your GPS isn't going to lock you up. It's the same way home, plus an extra 100 yards.
All I know is when we first came here, and I started screwing around and going different ways, I ended up like going through the city, and it was bothering me. I like the way I get home.
Or you should just try out your bike. Just take it on some sweet jumps, and maybe that'll shake things up and take care of
business. Well, when I get it, I will go off sweet jumps, and maybe I'm going to take videos of it, and you're all going to feel like fools.
Maybe it's like shaking up the Pepsi, you know?
Well, when I do get my bike, which should be soon, you're all going to be like, oh, Fred, and then I'm going to have it on Instagram, me doing sweet tricks, and you're going to be like, whoa. That's cool.
Ooh la la.
You're going to say, ooh, that's cool. Jody, go ahead.
So I think you need to try. I don't think flaxseed's going to work for you, first of all. I think what you need to do is have your wife give you a colon massage. So she's going to rub.
Is that invasive?
No. Okay. So she's going to rub your stomach. You can look it up online. But also, this has been a big topic in my house this week. So Dr. Tobias, you take it, and every morning you'll just wake up and go.
Dr. Tobias?
Yep. I don't
Does
work
Does he go
them,
to bed
right?
with you? Like, what is Dr.
Who
Tobias?
Is Dr. Tobias?
It's a laxative.
So you take it
at night, but it's like more natural, and I think it'll help your problems, not going
to
lie.
All right. Well, Rich had a big problem. He had to go to the hospital.
Well, but that wasn't that I couldn't go. That was I had the same thing that, what's his name, had from the Bruins?
David Backes.
Yeah, David Backes. That was, I forgot the name.
Diverticulitis.
That was the worst pain I've ever been in my life. And now I know why. It's because every morning at work, I would eat these two Clif bars that was just basically a gunk of peanut butter with nuts in it. It was like the health bar equivalent of a Star Crunch. Mm-hmm. So I was having two of those a morning. So I was just jamming shards of peanuts into my body. And that was just my body saying to me, F you maniac.
I need someone to scare me, like to pop out.
is that what it is?
Yeah. I need someone to pop out and go like, boo.
Get in a car accident, or something like that. That'll
or no, boo. John, I'm talking about an innocent surprise.
I understand.
You know, just an innocent surprise. But I'll tell you what, it's more disconcerting than anything else.
Nick, you should just scare Fred randomly. And then he just by instinct turns around and punches you, and then your chest explodes, and then you're dead.
I'm sure Nick will be Johnny on the spot with that. He'll like walk up to me and go, "Hey, Fred,
Scott Zolak, if you're listening, Scott Zolak,
I'm sure Zolak
this is
have
your
an
dream.
Idea about
this is
this.
Your dream job come true.
That's true.
To sneak up behind Fred and scare the literal crap out of him. Maybe not behind him.
I am wearing Depends, so I've prepared for every single thing that could happen. And maybe I'll just listen to Sarge do radio." All right. Well, I'll tell you this, is that we have someone from Houston that's going to be on the show. He's going to talk to us about the upcoming series with the Astros. Bert Breer going to join us at 9 o'clock. We're also going to talk about Kanye West and his whole thing that went down that was just fantastic. It was just a dream. We were going to do something else, and then I saw that, and I said, this is just heaven on earth.
Oh, it was... I remember back in the day when I used to listen to tapes of the Chili Guy. It was very Chili Guy-esque.
Yeah, I think they have a lot of the same issues. So, yes, it was like the Chili Guy had an audience with the president and said, I'll take it from here. And we did 10 minutes of just nuttiness. And we will talk about that as well.
Toucher and Rich.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for psychobabble horse crap.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Oh, yeah.
This is it. What?
My kids asked if this was in English. What language this was in. Feed the Fan Fridays, presented by Stop and Shop.
Real quick,
be a diamond runner to get involved in this.
Real quick, locally, prediction: Sunday night, you've got the Patriots versus the Chiefs going up against Game 2 of the ALCS. I think we all believe locally that the Patriots will have a higher rating, just because you look at the you look at the track record of what the NFL does. It dwarfs Major League Baseball in every single way. The ALCS does change things a little bit. However,
also the early start time.
Well, it's an hour earlier.
Yeah.
I think the ALCS is going to start at 7.
An hour and a half, 8:20, 8:25.
Okay, let's say, you know, from after the game starts.
So from 8:20 on?
From 8:20 on, can you predict the rating?
Easily triple.
You think triple? Ooh, see, I think
it's a 10 share, maybe, for the
locally.
ALCS.
I'm talking just in Boston.
Just locally. I'm thinking Fred's right. I think the baseball game pulls between a 10 and a 12.
Oof. Or 10.
I'll say 10 or a 12, but the football game's in the upper 30s.
Yeah.
You see, I have a feeling that it's only going to double it. I just have a weird... Well, it depends. I mean, if David Price could go out there, crap himself so poorly, give
everyone
up such a big lead,
turn the game off.
Then everyone will turn it off.
Yeah, Houston goes up 6-0 after two innings, then the baseball game gets a 6 here.
And if you go 18-49, which is what everyone on TV wants, it's going to be quadruple. Easily quadruple.
Well, I mean, you're right about
the
that.
The average age of the Major League Baseball fan is in the mid-50s.
It's older.
But this is different because it's the playoffs.
I don't think it matters.
I don't think it matters.
I don't think it matters at all.
See, I think locally it does. I think a lot of people don't care about baseball once the Red Sox get in the playoffs.
Yeah, but they start watching. They're up against the Patriots, which everyone around here cares about.
John, if you only had one to watch that night, what are you watching?
Red Sox.
Of course you are. That's because you're in the demo.
I'm in my 50s.
You've hit the demo.
Yeah.
You're up there.
I'd be watching the Red Sox if I could only watch one.
Well, sure.
Because it's not the Super Bowl. It's the playoffs. So I would absolutely watch the Red Sox.
Well, this is a sort of a playoff game. There's a, by the way, with the way the NFL is now, you could probably see every pitch of
that's
the game without missing a play on the field.
That's a good point.
You're right. Yeah,
you could see every single pitch in the baseball game without missing a play on the NFL during the NFL.
Watch Price tug his hat, tug his uniform, tug.
I'm saying the opposite. I'm saying baseball moves way faster than football, way faster. Now the games are longer, but in terms of what's happening at any time, it moves faster.
I don't know. It just feels like it drags.
In terms of gameplay, in terms of things that could happen. Baseball moves at an enormous
pace. The occasional no huddle and the hurry up offenses, and you know Mahomes pointing people.
Yeah, but
all
then
over
there's
going
to be then the no, referees got to get.
You make, a good,
get to, get
you make
a
good point. There will be blocks of time where you can flip over and watch like a half an inning of a baseball game.
Well, I don't know, man. When you had Angel Hernandez, it's Hernandez, right? Yeah, that awful umpire. Yeah, the amount of replays that they had.
Yeah, but some of those were 20 seconds because they didn't even have to really look.
And that's the exception. It is. Yeah. He's just exceptionally bad.
That is fair. No. Although we have Country Joe West working this series.
You know what?
And you know what that means.
Thinking about this, he'll probably be the crew chief and make sure he has to play for game one so that he has to play it again in game 7.
How old are you, son? I'm 14.
When was the last time you guys were at a professional football game?
I went to a game last year.
I was at the Patriots in New Orleans last year.
So you know the crippling boredom that comes with going to a professional football
game. Oh, the experience of watching at home is 10 times better, without a doubt. I mean, I can't even think of like a seat in the stadium that would change that.
You could be on the field. Yeah. It would be incredibly boring.
Yeah, without a doubt, Fred. I mean, and that's a huge problem that the NFL has had for years, is that it's gotten too comfortable, too enjoyable. There's instant replay. There's all those things. They've done such a great job with the broadcast that you've seen stadiums like, was it Jacksonville that sunk all that money into having like all of these like nightclubs and a swimming pool that was in there? And you know, your fantasy football scores can be updated because we've got Wi-Fi that's going to blow your mind.
Tampa still have that pirate ship behind the end zone.
But that's it doesn't different. Do anything.
Yeah,
it doesn't? I don't know.
It just like emits smoke.
They're trying to figure out.
For all the stupid hillbillies in Tampa.
It is pretty dumb. but they're trying to, and remember that stupid parrot that didn't even announce the draft pick that they had coming from the pirate ship?
That's
still
correct.
Pisses me off.
But
think about it. I mean, they have been begging people to come to the stadiums, and by adding all of these different ways to make the fan more comfortable, it's just too good of an experience. And whereas you go to a baseball game, I do say, Freddie, you know, you go there, you drink, it's a little bit of a different experience.
I would 1,000 times rather go to a baseball game than I would a football game.
1,000
yeah,
times.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I'd rather go to, I mean, but hockey and baseball, hockey and basketball are the two best to see live. I mean, without a doubt, compared to the other ones.
Yeah.
Because there's always action. It's constant action.
Well, I mean, hockey, they can go 15 minutes without a stoppage in play. I mean, it's happened. I mean, it's not often.
Well, you hit overtime in a playoff game. I mean, then, you know, you're in for it.
Yeah. I mean, it was excruciating. That Monday night game was excruciating. I mean, there's just so much dead time. Everyone was bored. And all everyone was talking about around us was how bored they were.
I have to think that if Price doesn't crap his pants and it's still a game by the time the Patriots start, that I think it's going to be double and no more than that.
Triple is what I say. And John agrees.
Yep.
Which means that it will be double. All right. Well, no commercials.
Is it Wallach always wrong? Were you saying that this morning?
Yeah, that's why I just said that. Okay. No one can follow me. I'm too quick. All right. No commercials here. Just the headlines. We'll get back to what Kanye West had to say yesterday.